بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت عمر صاحب پوری صاحب سمان قزم بھائی شبیر he perfected some of the spiritual exercises to such a level that he can take you under his arm and show you Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sahanpuri Sahib knows about these things, says yes, he will show you. Baki wo bidati hai, usse bachte rehna. Is a bidati, so you must just be careful. People have different experiences in this path. In the day of Maulana Muhammad Yaqub Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, there was a peer had one murid, and this thought was overwhelming that I am evil. This thought kept on growing, and then it came to the point that he felt that he's shaitan. When this thought began to become overwhelming, so he went into the masjid in Kanpur and saw a Shaykh al-Hadith delivering a lesson. So he says to the Shaykh al-Hadith, ke main shaitan ho gaya hoon. I've become shaitan. So he said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. He comes back to his quarter and he says to his murid, see, even that Shaykh al-Hadith has confirmed that I am a shaitan. So, what's the good of my being around? So it's best that the earth becomes purified of my existence. So I will slit my throat and if there's anything left, then you must just accomplish it. So the murid did like the Shaykh had said. The police got to know about it, so there was a search, there was an inquiry. He admitted, yes, this is what happened. But understand the whole story, this was the circumstance. And really, I would prefer death to life. Because what's the good in my living when my Shaykh is not around? So they found him to be innocent and they threw the case out. Hazrat Muhammad Yaqub Sahib was the ustad of Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Muhammad would say that when the people would ask him that he wrote over 1,000 kitabs, so you must have studied so many books. He says, no, I only studied 3 books. One was Hazrat Maulana Gangohi Sahib, number 2 Hazrat Haji Sahib, and number 3 Maulana Muhammad Yaqub Sahib. These are the 3 people that I studied. Maulana speaks about himself, like I was explaining yesterday, the procedures of the different imams, what procedures they follow to arrive to solutions with these apparent contradiction. So Maulana would say that my procedure is that I look at the person first. So my first point of reference is the person, personality. I will get my understanding, my concepts from the person, and then I will refer to the kitab. So the person is the first point of call, and the kitab is just a support. It's alright if it's a muhakkik specialist. If it's a specialist, then he can see the kitab first and then support it with amal. But I see the amal first and then I support it with the kitab. The reasoning behind this whole thing is that what I've seen with my eyes, there can't be any doubt about it. And what's in the kitab, it may be that I didn't understand it fully, or the person that written something, he may have not written it well. See, so there's a possibility there. But what I saw, so there is no doubt in what I've seen. So therefore, this is the procedure that I would follow. He's not asking you to follow, but Mawla speaks about himself. So the bottom line in the procedure of Mawlana can be understood by the statement of Mawlana Raipuri Rahmatullahi. Raipuri Sahib says that Mashayikh ki sohbat iksir hai basharte ke koi kharkhasha na ho. He says the company of the Shaykh is too effective. Exceed means very, very effective. But the requirement is there must be no mental reservation and nothing stuck in your mind. No reservation, no hesitation. There must be nothing in your mind. When there's nothing in your mind, then you will get it fully. Example they give is the water that is coming from the sky. Can you doubt the purity and the goodness of the water? But then the water can get contaminated by the guttering and the canaling, right? Guttering is not clean, so the water can get affected because of the guttering. So same, what's coming from them, it's true, it's pure. If my heart is absolutely clean, then that inspiration that is being passed on will not be influenced and contaminated. If the mind is got some thought of its own, then it's getting contaminated, their statements with my thinking. Their statements and with my thinking. So that statement of theirs, it will be absolutely pure, no contamination, no pollution. That requires that your mind must be absolutely pure. See, when Allah Ta'ala speaks about olive tree, right? So, Shajaratin Mubaraka, it's a blessed tree. So, why is it so good? Because, La Sharqiyatin Wala Gharbiya. This olive tree doesn't have an eastern aspect nor a western aspect. What do you mean by no eastern and western aspect? So it's on high grounds. So it catches, the tree catches the morning sun and it catches the evening sun. So as though it gets the sun throughout the day. So there may be a tree, it's got an eastern aspect. So it gets the sun in the morning, but it can't get the sun in the evening. Or it has a western aspect, it gets the sun in the evening, but not in the morning. So, subject to the type of the light and the sun he gets, will be the quality of the fruit. If it's got full, morning and evening, it's got it full, right? So the fruit that it will bear also will be full. Right? La sharqiyatin wa la gharbiya. Yakadu zaytuha yudhi'u. So the oil is so pure, it would seem like as though it's already light. It's already showing light because of the purity of that oil. See? So, the seeker's mind must be so pure. His mind mustn't be influenced by an eastern aspect nor a western aspect. Nothing must influence the seeker's mind. Nor the eastern aspect, nor the western aspect. Right? Eastern nowadays, grave worship, and this type of things, right? So that's an eastern aspect. So it's not influenced by an eastern aspect. Or where an Eastern aspect can be also, if your elder is wrong, right, you know it's wrong, but you still say, no, I must still hold to him, I must follow him. So you can't follow him in the wrong. If he's wrong, he's wrong. Al-Mu'ad Thami Sahib Rahmatullah Ali asked Al-Mu'ad Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, you have a peer, for example, and he's got some isolated views of his own, right? Now, what do you do now? He's got some practices, and the practices don't seem to be agreeable to you. And not agreeable, you've got Shari'i grounds for saying that it's not agreeable. One is, you've got no Shari'i grounds. You just have a distaste for that, right? He's got a taste for something that you don't have a taste for it. He's got a taste for orgy, for example. And you don't have a taste for orgy. So that's not Shari'i basis. But you have a firm Shari'i basis to be disagreeing, right? So, under the circumstance, what are you supposed to be doing? So, Hazrat Ghumair Ahmad was like a king, right? There must have been a reason why Hazrat Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, see, the change, the positions have been swapped around. I supposed to be in his position, and he is supposed to be in my position, but this was the divine sequence. So that cannot be altered. But really, this people are in my position today, and I'm in their position. So, he's addressing his Muridin, now you follow him. Especially those that are coming from India, where Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah was based. Hadi Sahib now is in Makkah Mukarramah, so now you follow him. So, when you look at the, India, or that part, so you got Bidat, what you assume, right? So, there are some peers that will follow customs, customary practices, someone is with the graves too much, right? So your thinking mustn't be influenced by any Eastern aspect, see? And it mustn't be also influenced by the Western aspect. Western aspect is now modernism, right? And then Westernism, then evolution, Darwinism, the Western culture. Western culture doesn't want any segregation, right? It wants music, it wants no segregation, it wants interest, right? It doesn't want you to separate halal and haram, banks, etc. It doesn't want that. So, the person's mind is not influenced by an Eastern aspect nor a Western aspect. See? So his mind is absolutely clear. No Easternism, no Westernism is influencing his mind. That means he doesn't have any preconceived notions, no bias, no prejudice. He's absolutely clean. Not influenced. Right? Now, when our ulama-i kiram say, see, there must be segregation and keep a safe distance. There must be segregation and you keep a safe distance. Right? Now, a woman and you don't keep a safe distance, then what can happen? See? So, look within the Eastern context, right? Eastern context and South African context. Stories are similar, but it happened in India, it happened here as well. Right? Now this is the absence of segregation and what it results in. So, two friends got married to two sisters. But now, they're not particular about observing segregation and parda. They're sitting and talking and joking, right? As they're sitting, talking and joking, so one person says to his wife, you know, I made a mistake. That sister of yours, that was supposed to be for me. You know, I made a mistake getting married to you. You don't have the features, you don't have the style, you don't have the approach, you don't have the figure, you don't have the looks, you don't have it. I kept on taunting her. See, See, until she was to think about it, and she committed suicide. But now, who's responsible for this? See, are those that are going into all this thing here, it's a double crime. It's not a single crime, it's a double crime. One is their reason of what they're doing, and do they feel that they are immune of the fitna? Can you say that I'm immune now? I'm free, I can't get involved. Can you say that? Can't. Right. So there's so much of wrongs in this thing. Right. Now, the Tali board has to go to different areas to do the inspections of the Tali, right? So they go into an area, it's all children under 18, 17, all attending the school, right? And the madrasa results, like, excellent. You know, above excellent. So someone of the town suggested go and see the school. So they found now major discrepancies. They found the girls wearing all shorts. Madrasa results, very good. Wearing shorts. No scarf. Under 17, right? And they also called in to read the Christian prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, right? They are called. And if you look at the children and their parents, they are multi-millionaires, so wealthy, right? But this is the problem, see? So now, when our ulama say, right, keep this to this, they are great things, right? Great. So let's keep to it. Some things you won't understand straight away, but time will tell. And then, when time will tell, it may be too late. Because this girl's heart was stuck with that person, but the family pressure got her to get married to that person. Later on, they discover through the mails, etc., what is going on, right? Then you have complications afterwards. So, when it's a Sharia thing, and our elders are showing away, you mustn't override that thing. So, la sharqiyatin wa la gharbiya. So the peer also must be like that. Then you don't do a cover-up job for the peer. He's off the course, he's not doing it right, then he needs to be corrected. And if he doesn't want to, then amongst the description of the awliya is, وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. They make a mistake, but they're not persistent in the law. Ma'is ibn Aslami, رضي الله عنه, the zina, right? But he's still amongst the Sahaba kiram. Nabi Sassam praised him, right? In spite of the wrong that he's done. Once off, doesn't take you off the list of the awliya kiram, right? So they don't persist. They accept. In fact, he came and he said, Tahirni, purify me. See? But he says, Tahirni. So did he persist in the wrong that he was in? Oh, Tahirni. I made a mistake. I stumbled. Purify me. There will be some. First tried to throw the case out, but he persisted. No, I've done this. I've committed this wrong. So the level of guilt and shame was overwhelming, right? Until he was stoned to death, right? But then he cautioned the Sahaba Kiram, don't speak against him. This man has made such a tawbah that will cover all the people of Medina Munawwara. Such a tawbah is made. See? So on our side, we have to see, you know, the person that we are following, what type of a person is he? Is he supporting this thing or not? TV, movie, segregation, photo, there's a clear discrepancy. Then we say, all right. First explain that to him. He relents, makes tawbah, very good, carry on. But then not then, what do you do? Then the directive is, وَنَخْلَعُ وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجُرُكُ. We leave out those, we leave and abandon those who break your command. What? وَنَخْلَعُ. And we are attesting this statement every namaz, every day. the Vitr namaz, aren't we saying that? Every day we're saying. We leave those people. Hazrat used to say, Rahmatullah, that see the word khula. So you leave in a, you leave the person, but in a dignified way, without a fight. That's khula. That you give something, and both partake, they go their ways. But in a dignified way, they go away. Otherwise, there's a mental turmoil. Okay, I must follow this peer of mine, and he's involved in wrong. Sometimes he's supporting the TV, segregation, girls' school, photography, openly or discreetly he's supporting it now. So I ask you, will there be a mental turmoil or not? There must be a mental turmoil. So now, how, what do you do then? See? So, la sharqiyatim wa la arabiya. So we are talking about the mind and the association, right? And the association being effective when there is no turbulence in the mind. Mind is absolutely clear. Right? No prejudice and no preconceived. Now there will be like that shadaratin mubarakatin zaytuna, the blessed olive tree, the mind will be there. Now it will give off its best. There won't be any deficiency in the product. See, we were with Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah in the near the Jamarat, you know. So, Baijan was the son of Hazrat Rahmatullah. So he felt that Hazrat didn't do the Jamarat rightly, so he pointed it out. So, Hazrat got disturbed with us. So, what's the need of keeping you people when you're not correcting me? You're supposed to be there to correct me. Although, what Baijan had said wasn't right. Because anywhere in the circle, right, you got that stoning, it's right. But Hazrat felt at that time that perhaps he didn't do it right. You know? So therefore he said, your people are here to correct me. Right? So as though it's a whole Jamaat that is moving, and وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْدْهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْدٍ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. It's a whole Jamaat that is moving, encouraging the right and stopping the wrong. Encouraging the right and stopping the wrong. See. It's not now, it's just speculation and guessing. Oh, this perhaps is not right. Why the Sheikh is doing this? Why the Sheikh? Well, that's unnecessary, looking for faults, looking for trouble. But if it's something clear, then you must address it. When it's absolutely clear. Right? See. So, you're talking about Maulana Raipuri Sahib Rahmatullahi and the barakat of association. And we start off with the aspect of zikr, right? So this zikr, etc., it must have its effect. But Maulana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullahi used to say that خدا کا نام چاہے جس قدر غفلت سے کیا جائے اثر کیے بغیر نہیں رہتا. No matter what may be the state of the mind, but the zikr will definitely have its effect. Even you don't have the full presence of the mind, but you continue doing the zikr will definitely have its effect. So I branched off, I showed one story of Father Mawlana Yaqub Sahib and the person that committed suicide. So Mawlana Yaqub Sahib Rahmatullah says, see, I understand that that person was a Shaykhul Hadith, but he didn't have an understanding of suluk. That's why he just said La Hula and he brushed it off. He doesn't have it. So the students asked Mawlana Yaqub Sahib, if you were in the place, what would you have said? So this is to do with the mind, and now how to correct the mind, see. His mind went off, right? And he's convinced that he's a shaitan. And when he's a shaitan, then he's an obstruction to spirituality, right? He's a major obstruction. When he's an obstruction, then he'd rather not be around. So the spirituality can continue, see. That's how he thought of himself. Like how, for Gangiri, right? So, it's an obstruction. If you're not going to cut it off, then it's going to spread throughout the body, right? So cut it off. That's how he reasoned. Rather, I forgive him for whatever happened, but it was the mistake of his reasoning. So he asked Maulana Yaqub Sahib, if it had come to you, then how would you have answered this? So I would answer it like this, that Shaitan bhi mahbub hi ka tha. Shaitan also belongs to the beloved. Right? So for that moment, his mind would have got cleared, because when he spoke about the mahbub and he belongs to the mahbub, so his mind will go on that end. Right? His mind will not go on the end that he belongs to the beloved, but a belonging that is ostracized and thrown out. See, he's ostracized and he's thrown out, right? So the mind won't go in that. So when his mind comes clear now that he belongs to the beloved, right? In the belonging of the beloved, so we look at him from that perspective. When he look at it from that perspective, then it will clear his mind, and thereafter you can work on him. See, a lot of treatment, you don't go and get the treatment done in one stroke. You have to stagger the thing, first treatment, second treatment, third treatment, and then it goes clear. But you can't do the whole process in one go. Now, these are all very, very finer things of the tasawwuf, and people don't understand these things. So everybody feels, no, I can do it, I know it. And as a result, whatever mashayikh, what their observation is, that most people, they come to a certain level and they get stagnated and they don't go up beyond that. They come to a post level, they get stagnated and they can't go above that. And in my understanding, the reason for the stagnation is apni zati tajweez, what? You make your decisions for yourself. What? You reason and you take decisions on your own. See, as Mustafa Rasulullah should give the story quite often. The Shaykh had worked on his murid, right? He worked on him very well. And then he said, now you go to Multan for tabligh, right? So the idea is tabligh. See, the khanqa is the introduction, right? It's the preparation. The preparation for what? For that goal, see, to spread Islam. But you must be right, then you can present the right. But you are ulta sida, good, right, wrong, right? Going for gush and looking at one girl outside. Decide you look at phone and enjoying all the contents there, right? So now, what effect will it have to the rest of the satis? Can it have a positive effect? Kind of a positive effect. So that's why their approach was correct the person and then send him. So they are doing tabligh also, and you are doing tabligh as well, right? So we got no right to criticize them, and they will not criticize us. So provided you are maintaining the principles. But in the gush now, everywhere we had girls, we had phones, playing around, movies, etc. There's, you know, now why it's wrong then to send that person in that jamaat? It's wrong because it may be from the 10 people, 3-4 that are innocent, right? Now they saw these people playing around, phones, movies, and get everything they're looking, right? So they return home with a mind that it's not a problem looking at these things. Can it have a negative effect or not? So did you send the person for Islam reformation or for that person's behavior to become corrupt? See, so you send him for correction, not for corruption. See? He said, no, I saw all these people there, the Jamaat, and they were doing all these things here. So what's the need? See? So if they don't do it, then you just look for a Jamaat that's doing it right. See, it's an usul in deen that if the work is compulsory, right, the work is compulsory, but some rot, some problem gets into it, then there's an usul now. Do you abandon the work itself completely? Because, you know, you do the work, but you will abstain from the wrong. Like the masjid, for example, right? You have to come to the masjid. why it's your faraz, and performing the namaz with jamaat. Some say it's wajib, and some more say it's sunnatul muakkada. So can you leave the masjid? But in the masjid there is some wrong practice. Right, for example, now the imam's beard is not right. Or his trousers is below the ankles. Now, because of that, can you leave the masjid? You will not leave the masjid, but the wrong will be the person who appointed him, number one. Right. Number two is, if you can correct the person without any problems, you correct it. But you can't abandon him, because that's from the maqasid of deen. So here also, this is a maqasid of deen. When it's a maqasid of deen, you can't leave it out. You know, inviting towards Allah Ta'ala, then it's amongst the maqasid. When it's the maqasid of deen, the goals of deen, then you can't leave it out. But then you can't join the wrong. If it is wrong, then you have to correct it. Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu anhu, he's come for the Eid namaz, right? It's the time of Marwan, right? So Marwan, what he did is he brought the khutbah before the namaz. And you know, in Eid you do the khutbah after the namaz. So he brought the khutbah before the namaz. So Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu anhu stood up, said, فَقَدْ عَسَيْتَ النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. You have disobeyed Nabi Sallam. That was not the way. So another sahabi said, أَدَّيْتَ مَا عَلَيْكَ. You have completed, you have discharged your obligation. So you can't leave the namaz. Can you leave the namaz? You can't leave the namaz. But now this person, he turned the thing around. When he turned it around, then now, isn't the duty now to bring it correct, bring it back to it? Now that's something unique in this ummah, that they won't allow the wrong to continue. They'll keep objecting until it comes right. Otherwise, today we wouldn't have, if it was, people are just kept quite silent, the wrongs that's taking place. I say after 1,000 years, 1 millennium, we have a pure deen to practice. Everything will be mixed up. Women, men, dancing. The masjid becomes like an American entertainment center, or they call it a religious center. You know what happens in America? Men there, women there, dancing, children, clothing, all, everything's happening. See? So the whole thing would have been diluted. So this one group that stood up, they stood up in the preservation of the pure, pristine deen. So they must be supported. They mustn't be condemned. Right? I say, if in the absence of these people, what could have happened? They heard a lot of things. People shouted them, you know, splitting the community, breaking up everybody. But they continue. Now, because of the tireless effort, now you've got a pure version of deen. See? So this was always in India, in one of the time of the kings, right? So the king is coming out his own time for Eid namaz. It's Eid namaz, and he's coming his own time. You know, you got Eid and Bakra'id, right? Bakra'id, you're supposed to do it a little bit earlier. At the time of Ishraq, but earlier than Eid al-Fitr. Because Bakra'id, there's other activities, so you try and do it quickly so that people can do the other activities. Right? Now the king is delaying the whole process. So one person, now this is in UP, and for a long time UP people were very bold. Come what may, they'll do it. Very, very bold. So one person stood up and he says, jisko badshah ki namaz parni ho, to badshah ka intizar kare, aur jisko khuda ki namaz parni ho, to mere saath namaz pe sharik ho jaye. He started the namaz. Now the Badshah got to know about it. Okay, this is a statement he made. And, you know, influential people will have the sidekicks, you know. Yeah, this person here, what he thinks, you know? They'll have the sidekicks. They'll give all comments. Right. So, to make a lesson of him, what he must do, put him onto an ass and parade him around the town, right? So, and we'll tell him, what we'll tell him, see, you are strict on the sunnah, and Nabi Sallam at times, he rode on a donkey as well, on an ass. See. So now, to practice the sunnah, what we'll put you onto the donkey, but what was the intention? Intention is to disgrace the person. So these people in UP, they are bold, but they're sharp also. They're not gullible. So he told the king, very good, with the sunnah. But what do you do? You order two donkeys. I'll jump on one, you jump on the other. Why? Because we also told, ittaku mawadiyatuham. You know, there's an area where people have unnecessary suspicion, so we're supposed to avoid it. So you jump onto one, I jump onto another, then we go for a ride. But you see these people, how they maintain it. And I ask you, just think, put your minds, think about it. And they've not done these things here. Aaj Islam ka kya hota? What will happen to Islam today? So now, that is why they say the importance of a sheikh, someone to supervise you. Right? But he must be la sharqiya wa la gharbiya. Not an eastern aspect, not a western aspect. Not an eastern aspect, not a western aspect. See? Otherwise you can easily get influenced. And a lot of people come in the masjid nowadays, you see. So they are affected with a western aspect. So how they affected? They're wearing a kurta, but no topi, right? But now, not wearing the topi, where is it coming from? From the east or from the west? Where is that coming from? It may not be a very, very precise furus, it may not be at that level, right? But until, say, 25, 30 years ago, this was practice, until 30 years ago, right? But all this becomes a common practice, right? And you can't tell them this furus, you must have a topi, right? In the old days, they would have a topi in the masjid, you know, there's a whole stack of topis. So one day we were going istima, you know, old days, going to the cuttings to the towns, Dundee, Ladysmith. So sometimes namaz, we stop at the masjid, and read asr namaz, maghrib namaz, and carry on. I think it was, if I remember, it was Dundee, one of these masjids. So they had those fairs, you know. But that fairs they had was about, without any exaggeration, it may be at least, I think it's 30 centimeters, like a rule length. So I asked him, but what was the need to keep this type of fairs in the masjid here? Says, that would be, nobody would make a mistake to walk away with it. Because if you keep a normal dice topi, probably make mistake and they get out. So keep this. But it was a standard practice that they used to have topis. It was a standard practice that most masjids had, jubbas. You see, you got tight clothing, wrong clothing, right? The respect for the place, they put on the jubba, put on a topi, at least for the time of the namaz, they're showing respect. Now when people say, no, it was a faraz, not a faraz. So I ask, what happened? That respect that was supposed to be shown, is it there any longer? So who's an alim now? Who's a molana? He's just a man. He has a mali hadar rasul yaqulu ta'am wa yamshi fil aswaq. He also has over knees, goes to the streets, goes to the shops, all that, and he eats. So he's nothing different to us. So why you make such a big story about him? See that? So my room, rahmatullahi, it's a pity that we don't do Farsi, right? But all this is given illustrations. A lot of things seem identical, but they may not be the same. It says, the musk deer and the other deer, they eat the same fodder, right? But this is producing musk and this is producing filth, right? But you see what they eat, both are eating the same thing. But you see the product, right? Then he talks about a bee and a wasp, right? Things the wasp. So they also have hives and the features seem to be the same. But this is producing يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف فيه شفاء للناس. A cure, a relief, right? A cure. And this thing is nothing, absolutely nothing. But both are eating the same thing, both are living in hives. Right? So, right. Then you see a cow and a bull, right? Both are eating the same fodder, but this is producing Lebanon khalisan, sa'ivan lishsharibin, palatable, sweet, enjoyable, right, to drink. And this one is producing dung. So both seem to be identical. Right? Then you see bodies of flowing water, right? Haza azbun furatun sa'ivun sharabuhu wa haza milhun ujaj bainahuma barzakhan la yabghiyan. Right? Don't you see that? Two bodies of flowing water, right? One is sweet and palatable and one is bitter salt. But then they are moving together. Don't you see them moving? But from the distance they both seem to be the same. This is water that seems to be water. But I ask you, that salt water, can you take just one hand scoop of it? Can't take it. It's so bitter. And this you live off, the sweet water, you live off it. But at the surface, they seem to be identical and alike. So this world is designed with all this type of complications. All complications. In the first surf, in the Masjid al-Nabawi, you're seeing the greatest person after Bialim Sam Abu Bakr Siddiq. Then you're seeing the Ra'is of Munafiqeen, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. Both in the same surf. Can you see now? This world will be loaded with all these complications. But now it's your part of your trial that you sift out what is right, what is clean, what is pure. You sift it out and you take it and grasp it, hold it close to yourself and move on. See. Now, getting these two right. So I say you don't have a eastern aspect nor a western aspect, right? See how clear this Quran Sharif ayat is. لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء. I think this type of ayat, لا تتخذوا عدوي, right? من يتولهم فإنه منهم. لا تتولوا قوما غضب الله عليهم. Right? So this type of ayat, لا تتخذوا الذين اتخذوا دينكم هزوا. So this type of ayat is about more than 20 times the Quran Sharif. But don't take them, your friends. Inna shaitan lakum aduun, fattakhidhu aduwa. They are your enemy, so treat them like enemies. Enemies will be put both those that have taken a line of enmity and those that have taken a line against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Can you be friends with them? Can't. The line is not the line of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so you can't be friends with them. From a distance, hello, hello, carry on. Otherwise, what happens? Now, you want to say, no, friendship and family must maintain all that. Right? So I ask you, Abu Lahab wasn't in the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But why did we distance ourselves? Abu Lahab wasn't in the family, immediate family, so why did we distance ourselves? Right? So say, don't break families. So that means when we are giving our own explanation, we say Nabi Sam didn't understand what he was doing. See that. And that Utaiba, when Ismail gave that bayan, and where he showed disrespect to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tore the kurta, and Nabi Sam cursed him. Right? What happened? So there was family, and Nabi Sam curse the family. See that? But on what grounds? Because he moved away from the Nabi Sallam's path. When he moved away, so Nabi Sallam also showed an aversion. See, that is why part of your faith is Al-Hubbu Fillah Wal-Bughdu Fillah. You hate for the sake of Allah Ta'ala and you love for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. But now, You are not heating for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. That means to you, arahti a'azzu alaykum min Allah. To you, what was more important, the family is more important than Allah Ta'ala. Arahti a'azzu alaykum min Allah. See that? That's what it amounts to. You look at your family, etc., and you're not looking at your deen. Then, if you are joining up with them, what's going to happen after that? So, look at the verse of the Quran. You see, this is so many times it's come in the Quran. يُعِينَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَىٰ لِسَانِ دَاوُدَ وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ. Isa is known to be very soft, right? إِن تُعَذِّبُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. Kis ne kaha? Isa alayhi salam, right? But now, then what forced Isa alayhi salam to curse them? Ala lisani Dawuda or Isa ibn Maryam. What? His family, he's also Bani Israel. Isa alayhi salam is from Bani Israel. But why did he curse his own family? Lu'ina alladhina kafaru min Bani Israel. So the Quran gives the two reasons. One is, kanu la yatanahuna ammun karim fa'alu. When the wrong was being practiced, then they didn't stop it. Kanu layata nahona ammun karim fa'alu. Think wrong is terrible. Our family, now a big family, say, sitting together and eating on each day, say, I'm going to talk anything about it, then they'll say, no, you're breaking families. Or the girl came to shake hands and you refuse. So, said, and you shake hands, you're maintaining family, and you're not shaking hands, then, see, so all this mixed up, Allah Pak doesn't always mix up. Tell him in a respectable, good, no enmity. But Allah Pak doesn't allow this. You know, I mentioned this story some times ago. So one friend of mine, so he's quite wealthy. So he serves the chain stores, you know, does business with them. So now in these chain stores they have a buyer. The boss doesn't do the buying, he'll have one person to do the buying, right? So, you need to sell your product to go to the buyer. And he's happy, then he'll give you a good order. Like they've got 1,000 chain stores. Can you imagine what order you'll get? In one order, you may get 10 million, 15 million. So this friend went to one of these big chain stores. So they've got a woman that is doing the buying, right? So, others were there also, the others, they shook hands and whatever. And he refused to shake hands. So yeah, you're so rigid. You're extremist. Who was that woman is saying? So, another person that was there, he said, no, I know why he didn't shake hands. Now that person turned out to be an atheist, but now look at his reasoning. Up till now, I marvel at his reasoning. He says, you see, I know why he didn't extend your hands. He didn't extend his hand to shake you, saying that auntie, you know, the buyer. Why he didn't give you his hands to shake with you. So because it will start off with the handshake, and the handshake will not be sufficient, then you want to give an embrace. And when he's felt you, then he can't resist that, you know. So he said, let us nib it in the bud. So when he gave that explanation, that girl, that auntie that was doing the buying, she laughed. She liked the explanation, right? Because any human being understands, it starts off like this, innocently, then it escalates, it doesn't stop there. So you say, so nice eyes you got, man. Phir kya hota hai? She's already pani pani ho jayegi. One word, pani ho jayegi. It starts off very innocently, and after that it just escalates. So the Sharia is nipping it in the bud. So she showed him an idea. What you must do, you know, in the future, this type of situation, what you must do? One hand you must carry your phone, other hand carry some papers. So you can't shake hands. See, in the plane now, they don't allow you to take any food, right? But if you want to take something, what you must do? You've got a mineral water, you know. You can just drink from that. You can't stop, you know. So this ways how to work around, right? You can't work around. But there are so much karke, without causing a fight, you can do things. So we're talking about the Bani Israel and how this thing came, where the curse came. So one is, kanu la yatanahu, they won't stop. لقي أخاه فيمنعه أي هذا اتق الله ودع ما تصنع اتق الله ودع ما تصنع فإنه لا يجوز لك. Meet his friend doing wrong, so leave this out because it's not permissible. فلقيه من الغد فلا يمنعه أن يكون جليسه وشريبه وأكيله. So he meets him the next day. The man is still doing something. He's photoing girls, everything is happening, right? But then he's joined that person. See? فلا يمنعه أن يكون شريبه وأكيله وجليسه. Then what happened after that? فضرب الله قلوب بعض ببعض فلعنه. Then Allah Pak made everybody's hearts the same, and then divine curse. See that? That's not how Isa alayhi salam, Yu'ina al-Ladina kafir. That was the first thing. So you see the wrong, you stop it with all your muscle, all your strength, you know, according to the circumstance. Now, some places you can use your muscle, some places you can't use it. So where, how you must use yourself without causing complications and problems. Do it, stop the wrong. But how you must stop it? Think about it. Now, person has got, for example, now, he's got some authority, some clout in an area. People listen to him, right? They respect him. So he's using the respect for right reasons, not for the wrong reasons. Now, I'm using my respect only for things that are advantageous to me, right? I want to make chanda for my other madrasa, so I'm going out. Alright, we don't stop here, right? But in the process, I see some wrong, and now I'm at a quandary now. If I'm going to stop the thing, then my chanda work is going to get affected. What? I'm going to stop that. My popularity will be affected, or my chanda work will be affected. So one side is Allah Ta'ala, and one is my personal. See? Surah Al-Intiyas, one is my personal interest, and one is Allah Ta'ala. So what you do? So that's called al-bughdu fillah wal-hubbu lillah. That is, لِأَنَّمْ كَانُوا يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا الْآخِرَةِ. You give preference to this, to the akhirat. See that? يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا الْآخِرَةِ. So, when there's a crossroad, then at that time, you see the true colors. Right? That's the ayat of the Quran. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلِيهِ. Allah will not just leave you. حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. He will bring a situation where the filth and the clean will be sifted out. See? حَتَّى. He won't just leave you. Carry on like everybody's carrying on, right? But he'll create a situation like Uhud, right? And Abdullah bin Ubay ibn Salul takes 300 of his people and goes out. See that? يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. So he won't leave you. Now, Muslims are difficult at that time. That, see, we are so small, they are three times our size. And he took away 300 of his people, so we only left with 700 against 3,000. Hamara kya ho jayega? See that? So Allah Ta'ala will create a situation where the filth can become distinct from the purity. Create it. So Allah wants to know on which side you stand. Where do you stand? حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. So this was the first wrong with the Bani Israel. And that is why you see, in this fishing story started with the Bani Israel, right? So all the tafsirs have got it. Right? Every tafsir has got the same explanation. So this group, they stop their brothers by don't go Sabbath, and you need to respect the Sabbath, don't violate. You're not supposed to be fishing. But they won't listen. So in spite of them admonishing them, correcting them, but they won't listen. So then what did they do after that? They said, now maintain family, you all Bani Israel, so maintain family now. What you say is what the people will say that you're breaking family. You know? So all the seeds God, what they did after that? They built a wall between those that violate and those that adhere. Those that respect the Sabbath and those that violate the Sabbath, and they created the dividing wall. You see, now today's man, he doesn't listen to the Quran, listen to his brains. He says, no, breaking family, dividing. Now, نہ قرآن شریف کی سمجھ ہے نہ حدیث کچھ آتا ہے اور اپنے عقل کے بلبوتے پر جس رسم کتاب سو مچ آف ایمفسس ٹو مینٹین فیملی بوتھ آف دم بنی اسرائیل سو آر دی فیملی وٹ دے ڈیڈ ڈیوائڈنگ آل سو آئی واز گیونگ دس ایکسپلینیشن دا مسجد So one of the Jamaat persons, he come to talk to me, says, we know this thing, how it works, man. Now, I'm trying to work on how the thing was worked out, how they're trapping the fish on a Saturday and putting it out on a Sunday, you know. Right. Now, it's a seashore and it's a people that are living on the seaside, right? They're living on the seaside. So now how they must be trapping it? Because my thinking now is we've already seen in Spingo Beach, right, or one of the beaches we see here, that high tide, the water comes in, and then it moves very quickly again, right? It doesn't stay there, right? It doesn't stay there. So one Jamal brother said, he gave me the country where they went to, right? The Jamal people also, they help you. You know, the explanation says, no, see, everywhere is not the same. Here, there is... it breaks the wave, and the wave goes back, right? Because it's coming like this, right? Or it's coming like this. See, the sea bed is low, it's coming at a slant, right? So then it flows back, right? But everywhere is not like that. How in some places, how it is, the sea bed is like about the same level. So for some time, the water will be retained in the land, then it will go back. So when the sea becomes more active, they will go back. So what is Bani Israel were doing? So can you understand now? You got the picture of it. So I got the picture from this person. So they dug their ponds right there at the seashore. Right. Ta'tihim shurra'a. Right. Yoma Sabtim Ta'atim Shurra'a. On the Sabbath, the fish would come in great shoals, right? Great shoals they would come. So now there is already big ponds there, and the water came in with the shoals, so where the fish will land? Into the pond, right? And then very conveniently they'll say, we didn't catch the fish on a Saturday, we caught it on a Sunday, see? So you see, all this banking and all that. If you look at the working is the same. Same thing. So how they work now? The Jews, they started this. See, they started from the fish. They started on the interest, how they started it. So you got no money, right? And you want money from me. But they know, وَأَقْذِهِمُ الرِّبَى وَقَدْ نُهُوا عَنْهُ, right? They deferring riba, they were not allowed to eat liver. Right? So I want money, and I don't have it, and I can't take riba. So what I will do? Right? I will do this. I'll sell this commodity to you, right, for 50 rands. Right? Right? You understand? Or 100 rand, I sell it to you, right? Or you sell it for 100 rands, whatever, whichever, right? You sell it for 100 rands, right? Understand? So the one that wants the money, so he's selling it for 100 rands, understand? So then you buying it, right? And you're selling it to me for 300 rands. Because you know that this is the estimated time for the repay, right? And this would have been the repayment with the interest. Understood? So now they're saying that we're not doing interest. See how they're working around the law. Make him أَغْذِهِمُ الرِّبَى وَقَدْ نُهُوا عَنْهُ. So in the Jews, this is how it started. See? And I ask you now, if you go and study how these Islamic banks are operating, you find the same similarity. Exactly about the same thing. Same thing. Now, nobody wants to study it. Nobody. And you'll be worried now, why in Gaza you're not getting the Lubbock's help. So the hadith is clear. فَمَأَكُلُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَشْرُبُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. When they're living out of haram, then how the du'as are going to ascend the skies? See that? Understood? So that was the first thing. Can't lie on our own. So when you're going to be joining with these people, then this was going to happen. So Allah Pak rules it out. فَنَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ أَنْجَيْنَ الَّذِينِ يَنْهُونَ. See that word, 9 sifara. أَنْجَيْنَ الَّذِينِ. When they totally disregarded the prophetic prohibition of violating the Sabbath, they disregarded it. So then, who did Allah Pak save? أَنْجَيْنَ الَّذِينِ يَنْهُونَ. Those people were stopping it, we saved them. Because they steered clear, they had a dividing wall, right? Right? They moved away. And they warned them, right? وَأَخَذْنَا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا بِعَذَابٍ بَئِيسٍ. And the rest of them, we punished them. How we punished them? فَلَمَّا عَطَوْا أَمَّا نُهُوا عَنْهُ قُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِينَ. See this. When they violated the thing completely, and all these people here, right, they didn't stop the thing at all, right? When they didn't stop it, we ordered kunu qirada to become apes, despised. See that? But you see now how it happened. See the whole sequence. But I see, you got no time. We got time to see the WhatsApp, how many messages they got, who's forwarding. But do you take the time to understand the thing? All right. It's Allah Pak's words. We understand the sequence of events, how it happens. Do we grasp it? Do we take it to mind? Do we do that? Are we not guilty? So that was the first wrong in the Bani Israel. See, the Lu'ina al-Ladina and then this. Kanula. Then the second wrong was, Tara kathiram minhum yatawallawna al-Ladina kafaru. Many of them were in cahoots with kafirs and sinners, right? In bed together, friends, all that. So these are two wrongs, sir. One is not stopping, and one is being friendly with the disobedient. Then they became a target of curse. See, now I'm showing you the importance of separating issues, keeping it pure, clean. Right? This is like a closed sitting here, so I can speak about Jamaat all that, right? We also in Jamaat, but we wish the good for them, right? Like we wish the good for the madrasa. There's a problem with the madrasa, phones, all that. We have to stop it there as well. Let's say the person who's got a clout in a place, in the area, he must use it for the right reason. And he sees that the phone is ringing in the masjid. Say, I'm going to talk, I'll be looking like the bad person now. What do people say now, you know? Kiskadar battamiz. He's embarrassing the person. Shout. You do it 10 times, everybody start behaving. But now, say, now, log kya kahenge. So then this masjid becomes an entertainment center. His phone is ringing, And then the good also, they become party to the crime. One man with kurta or turban, all that, some years ago. So, on a Jumada, someone's phone just went on, right? That time, we still didn't know what was going on. A long time, maybe 10, 15 years ago. You're not catching on what's going on. So that man tells me, you know, after the Juma, hey, Mona, you know that ringtone went, it took me to the 60s, you know. Chacha, where are you? Namaz mein te, ya kawali mein te, kya kaha te tu? See that that whole ambience, the whole figure of deen is then distorted. When you think, I'm coming pretty kawali, everything, sab kuch chalta hai. See. What happens? So you need those people to shout, to speak out, to write out, whichever way, right? Right? Apne aapko hakir samajhna chahiye. You think that we are hakir, we are gunegar. But that doesn't mean now that someone is drowning, I don't save him. You're saying, haqeer, faqeer, how can I save him? So you think yourself to be haqeer and faqeer, but go and save the person also. Allah vostro fine si prega.